Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're Lord of Lords. You're Kings of Kings. Thank you, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're Lord of Lords. You're Kings of Kings. You're Lord of Lords. You're Kings of Kings. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're Lord of Lords. You're Kings of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're Lord of Lords. King of Kings. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We honor you. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're Lord of all kings of kings. Thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're just thanking you. Hallelujah. Thanking you. Hallelujah. Thanking you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're Lord of all. You're Kings of Kings. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're Lord of Lords. You're Kings of Kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 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 You're wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Prophetess Roslyn Jennings. Amen. And we're going to go ahead straight to the forgiveness exercise. Amen. You can always contact me here at 412-206-9376. 412-206-9376. We'll take your prayer request, amen. If you'd like for me to come to your event, or you'd like to sow a seed, you'd like to be a part of the vision, go help get the message out. The harvest is plenty, the labors are few, amen. I want to tell the people, I want to share the scripture with the people of God. If you want to live a blessed life and you want to experience the favor and blessings of God, amen, This key thing that you and I, we have to do as people of God. Amen. And when you sow and when you help, send out a flyer, text, get the word out, tell somebody about the power of forgiveness ministry. You know, the Bible says in Luke 6:38, give, it should be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Also, at First Chronicles chapter 9, it says, if we have sown spiritually seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? So anytime when you sow financially, your time, your gift, or get the word out, like now you can text somebody and say, hey, tune into the Power of Forgiveness ministry, the ministry where it brings healing, where it brings deliverance, bring restoration, bring peace, it brings closure in the power of forgiveness. And we all have to forgive. Amen. Forgiveness goes what? Three ways. Forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and getting things right. And we have to get things right. We have to get things right. And so if you want to see things, when you step up and serve and be a blessing to God's assignment, the vision that God has called, then you see your life change. Amen. Then you see the blessing of the Lord make rich. He add no sorrow. Amen. So I just want to keep that, let people know, because as believers, as people of God, we got to know how to be a blessing. Amen. We got to learn how to be a blessing. Learn to be a blessing. And when what you make happen for God's house, He will definitely make happen for your house. Amen. And so we're going to turn to our scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, 31, 32. I was really wanted this message to be played because I spoke about it. But we're just thanking God for each and one of you for joining us today. Amen. And forgiving yourself, forgiving others, amen, and going back and get things right, amen. And so when you read Ephesians 4, verse 31, 32, it's telling us, you know, what we need to let go of, amen. And it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, boiling, and slander, along with what evil form of malice. Verse 32 says, be kind, be compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ, God, forgave you. Amen. And so we write down, we do the forgiveness exercise, which a lot of you are familiar with it. It's very simple. We welcome all our newcomers. And while we're doing the exercise, you write down who you need to forgive. Then you write down who you need to go back and apologize to on a piece of paper. And so while we're doing that, I play a little bit of music, and then I come back, and we're going to finish it up with the exercise.
Lift your worship. Find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hottest desert. I'll try. Favor in your sight.
Hallelujah. Welcome back to the Power of Forgiveness Ministry. We're doing our forgiveness exercise where we write down who we need to forgive and who we need to go back and apologize to. And like, remember, sometimes you don't get a tomorrow to get things right, get delivered from being spent on procrastination delay. You know, a lot of us have this tomorrow you know, let me add it tomorrow. Sometimes like you don't get it tomorrow, so get things right. And so what are we going to do right now? Stand up and lift a piece of paper before God, because we're going to take accountability and repent and ask God for divine intervention to bring healing, bring deliverance, bring closure, bring peace, bring restoration in our life. Say, Father, I confess that in the past I've held unforgiveness, sometimes bitterness, resentment in my heart against certain people who have hurt or disappointed me. I now recognize this as a sin, confess it as a sin, for you have said in your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just forgive us our sins. I now forgive the following people I can remember who have hurt or disappointed me. I now freely forgive all these people who ask you to bless them if they are still living. I now forgive myself for all the many faults, amen, for many faults and failure, for you have freely forgiven me. Thank you, Father, for freedom from the load of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment in Jesus' name. Take that piece of paper, throw it in garbage, rip it up, run around the house, and say, thank you, Jesus, I'm free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And if you need one-on-one, this broadcast is less than 30 minutes, and, you know, contact me at 412-206-9376, 412-206-9376. Today I'm dealing with a topic that a lot of us doesn't understand is going on. We need to be mindful. And a lot of time when you bring things to people's attention, it's not for them to get a spirit of offense or angry or pride. It's to repent and be your brother as a keeper and know how to treat each other. Amen. And I noticed it in my time of grief. You know, I lost my brother 5 months ago. And even in general, I noticed as a leader, you know, when we go through things, I noticed the other leaders, they say they don't want to deal with, you know, you and your situation. They tell you to be strong for the people. I'm like, hold up. How could I be strong for somebody else when I need the people to be strong for me? Who's going to be strong for Rockland Jennings? So I'm saying today, you know, who is going to be strong for the leaders? And, you know, the Bible say iron sharpens iron, be our brother for the keeper. The Bible talks about Galatians 6:10, you know, Philippians 2, verse 4, how we supposed to lift each other up, how we supposed to treat each other. And I said, God, you know, where are my errands and her to lift my hands in time of my grief or in time when I go through? Amen. And this is what's going on with a lot of leaders. It doesn't matter if you're a prayer warrior, an elder, a bishop, apostle. Leaders need support too. Somebody just got set free. And, you know, support goes both ways. Prayer goes both ways. Giving goes both ways. And I say, God, we as the body of Christ need to be delivered from the spirit of religion. We need to be delivered from selfishness, pride, laziness. We know somebody's going through something. Do you pick up the phone? Do you go see them? Do you send them a free e-card? You live in the Dollar Tree store. Do you send them a free, you buy them a 50-cent card? And this is what's going on, but it's sad. No one really is not dealing with it. Everybody's like brushing off. No, support goes both ways. And so we're going to read Exodus 17, verse 12, because I can't, you know, and based the moral of the story is that you got to have, as leaders, as people, and as people of God, you know, we got to have people in place. And so you need people in your life that's going to be there for you. Amen. With action, not lip service. Somebody just got set free. I don't need people quoting scriptures telling me God is my help. I don't need people telling me don't be weary well doing. I know the word just as much as you know the word. Don't preach to the preacher. I need people to step up, come see me, you know, sow a seed, send me a free e-card, be a blessing, and say, Prophetess Jennings, what can I do to help you? Where are the people? And I say, God, where are the errands? And Harris to lift me up, amen. And a lot of apostles, a lot of people if God is dealing with this, and then we pray tonight that the people be healed and delivered and set free from the spirit of depression, oppression, suicidal. A lot of people are leaving ministry because the people doesn't know how to give, how to support the leader. A lot of leaving care from the assignment of premature death and suicide, because we always want to know, oh, why did the leader commit suicide? Because when the people around him, come on somebody, they saw he needed help. Instead of them standing up, taking their position and lifting him up and being there for the leader, they quote scriptures, come on. They tell him, stop murmuring, stop complaining. People are dealing with real issues, come on somebody, real situations. Instead of you having the love of Christ and being doers of the word, you quoting scriptures, you sounding deep, you want to brush people off because you got so much baggage in your heart. Your heart is not right, and that's not right. And see, thank God, in spite of all the hell Moses went through, because Moses was around a lot of selfish, ungrateful people himself. In spite of all the miracles and signs and wonders God showed the children of Israel, a lot of them was very selfish, ungrateful. It was just like some of us, we are. It's like sometimes we have the same people in our life. But thank God, when Moses got weary, you know, he got tired, Aaron and Hur was there, and we cannot forget Joshua. Thank God he had three people in the position and that took their place. We all have a place and a role to play. But this day and time, everybody wants, they don't want to do nothing. They want you to do everything. We leaders, we are not Superman, Superwoman, Wonder Woman. We're not robots. We need help. And I'm tired of people looking at leaders like they don't need help. God wants through people to step up and lift the leaders up. And so right here in Exodus chapter 17, verse 12, it says, but it's talking about the war that was going on. Amen. It was a war going on, and thank God, Moses, Joshua, follow instruction. He was mature. A lot of times we have people in our life, they're not mature to be in our life. They don't follow instructions. They question. A lot of things you don't need to question. Just do it. You tell them one thing, they do the opposite. I don't need a deadbeat in my life. If I ask you to do something, just do it. But thank God Joshua followed instruction. Aaron followed instruction, and Ur followed instruction. And then when they saw the Moses needing help, they didn't brush Moses off. They didn't quote scriptures and tell him, don't be weary, well-doing, and God is your help. They stood up and took their rightful place and helped Moses. And so Exodus 17:12, you can start from 11, but I'm going to read 12 because of time. It says, but Moses' hands were here heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur support his hands, come on, one on one side and one on the other, though his hands was steadily until the sun set. Verse 30 says, so Joshua overwhelmed and his people with the edge of the sword. Amen. So we see here that there's a war going on. Amen. But Joshua knew his place. Aaron knew his place and Hur knew his place. But when they saw Moses, it says, but Moses' hands were heavy. Your leader could be going through grief. They could be going through sickness. They could be going through a family crisis. They could be going through something. But are you going to lift their hands up? Are you going to say, what can I do? And leaders, if you're blessed, when God has blessed you with people that's there for you, that's there for you emotionally, spiritually, financially, that give their time, their finances, their skills, their talent, and they're there for you, show them appreciation. Give them a thank you card. Don't take nobody. I've seen leaders that have good people in their life mistreat them. Then I have seen people who have good leaders in their life that mistreat them. There's three things going on that nobody want to talk about. Number one, how the ministers treat each other. Two, how some ministers, that's not right, they mistreat the members. And number three, how members treat the leaders. This is not of God. We're supposed to respect and honor each other, and we have to understand that your apostle, your prophet, the evangelist, the prayer warrior, the elder, the whoever in leadership, they are not robots. They're human beings just like you. Just like it feels good when somebody labors for you and be there for you, don't you think they deserve the same thing? So I'm in closing today that lift up the person that don't overlook the person that was there for you when nobody else. Why do we do that? I'm agree when you're going through something, you don't overlook the person that was there for you. Now they need help. You MIA, missing in action. You got spiritual amnesia, but we're going to pray that God brings the Holy Ghost conviction to you. You don't use people like that. You don't miss people. You don't take for granted when somebody labor with you or when you got good members. Somebody got suffering. So we're going to wrap this up. And so I'm saying, I said, God, where are my Aarons and her? Where are the people that's going to lift me up? And I'm not the only one that's going through this as a leader. People that's going to celebrate me, not tolerate me. I don't need vampires. I'm not the lollipop sucker prophecies anymore. Support goes both ways. Giving goes both ways. Come on, prayer goes both ways. So we want to wrap it up, and then we're going to do an altar call. Just say, Father, I repent. I repent. I'm a sinner coming to my heart. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. If you accept Jesus Christ, we're excited. Please give the Power of Forgiveness Ministry a call at 412-206-9376. 412-206-9376. And people, God, stop telling people, get over it, move on. That's life, that's ministry. That's not of God. Nowhere in the Bible did anybody tell somebody that. We need deliverance. We need healing, and we are asking God to remove that stony heart, replace a new heart of joy, compassion, and understanding for people, and renew your mind. Remove that mindset, renew a new mindset, let your mind. That's not of God to tell people that, and we need to really repent. So God bless everyone. Walk in love and know how to treat people.
Goodbye.